May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 594. O my soul, with wonder tell, Jesus has done all things well, and through his atoning blood, I've a settled peace with God. Hymn 594.
Oh, us read the word of God in the Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. And he sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, and do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, the fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. There he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. May the Lord bless his holy word to us. May he grant us a true spirit of prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we beg of thee, hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. As we venture to come to thee, pleading again the precious name of Jesus, that only way we can ever hope of being accepted with thee, O Lord our God. The name that thou, the Father, loves to hear not his children plead. Oh, help us each to plead the precious, all-prevailing name of Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh Lord, as we think of that wonderful name, he should save his people from their sins. This is the great wonder, Lord. The great wonder in the gospel. The wonders of redeeming love. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh, and that such a great God, the only true God, God Jehovah, should have set his love upon human nature. Lord, as thou hast chosen thy people for thy praise. Lord, we do believe in sovereign election. As thou hast brought us into it, we trust to experience things relating to it. We humbly hope, oh, as we prayed many times, may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. Oh Lord, surely this will be the exercise thou givest to each of thy people. Oh, after thy sovereign purpose and way of bringing thy people into the way, quickening into life and giving them spiritual life and going on to be gracious in them. Oh, how they're brought to know their need of Christ, thy beloved Son. Their need of that favour of knowing that his all-atoning sacrifice for the church, it was for me. Was it for crimes that I have done? Are there those here tonight asking this question? Oh, Lord, thou knowest we've been attending the means of grace, some of us many, many years. Lord, we know there are the younger friends, Lord, and we pray for them. Lord, thy wonderful way of working. to begin in those who hast sovereignly loved. Is there the witness in this, even in the young people? Are they, some of them, we hope all will be brought. Lord, according to thy will, are there those here, comparatively young, especially compared to us older ones, they're in the early days of their lives, or the teenage or early years, Lord, and has there begun to work in one and another of them? Or is it the favour that they know their need of thee? Or has there been made by the Spirit's teaching precious to them? Precious to them, and they begin to love thee and the want of thee. Lord, we know there are those who has worked in here. And we think particularly of the good report we had of the day on Tuesday evening service. You know, as we were in prayer for our dear friend and brother much of the day. And Lord, thou knowest to a dear handmaid, a dear sister in the faith, as we acknowledge her. Oh, we thank thee for bringing her, Lord, for blessing her, helping her that she may be enabled to testify of thee. Surely there are others here, Lord. Oh, where are the nine? The words thou thyself, Lord, did speak. Oh, Lord, the favour of observing these things. And we know it's not, as we have read, it's not just the experience of many things of experience in the Psalm 107. The changes, the toiling and rowing, the tribulation, the folly falls because of their transgressions, because of their iniquities are afflicted. Oh, what is in the context of that psalm? Whoso is wise and will observe these things, not with just the natural eye or even the spiritual eye, but the practice, the walking, the following, the obedience. Whoso will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, Lord, thy loving kindness. We sing of it, Lord, his loving kindness, however great, his loving kindness, however free. And now, Lord, we sing of it, he saw me ruined in the fall. He loved me notwithstanding all. There are those here that can acknowledge this, Lord, have done many times, they've acknowledged it. They have shown them it. Or they've experienced it. The things that have brought them to realise and know the truth, know the whole truth. The truth indeed as it is in Jesus, but the truth of the condemnation under the law of God. The truth of being born dead in trespasses and sins, yet in thy time, according to thy holy will, quickened into life, born of the Spirit. Oh, Lord. Oh, we've experienced these things, and we know others have, Lord. And I know, Lord, we've been in Psalm 107 a number of times in preaching to the friends here at Swavesey. Over the 32 years we've come to them, Lord, we think it is near. And Lord, thou knowest what thou hast wrought, what thou hast done. The wonders thou, O Lord, our God, has done. Oh, thou hast worked. Thou hast wonderfully worked. And we look for more, Lord. We look for more witnessing. Oh, Lord. Oh, may this be a solemn yet blessed concern to be witnessing. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue to unto this day witnessing. Both the small and great, and saying none other things than the prophets did speak, that Christ should suffer. Oh, and all a wonderful fulfilling of it in thy coming, Lord, and sacrificing thyself. Oh, bless the friends more and more to be in wonder of all the wonders of redeeming love. May we have that favour, communion with thee, fellowship with thee, Lord. Fellowship with thee, O Lord our God, through the mediator's blood. Oh, may the friends have it, Lord, more and more. Lead us on, Lord, lead us in the way everlasting. You know it, Lord, here we've been in the last few weeks. You know it's trouble with one's voice and had to be begging, Lord, for a voice to speak. Lord, here some people said you should rest. Lord, that word that continually keeps coming, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. No, here thou dost help thy servants to preach the gospel. And here thou dost use it according to thy holy will. Here thou hast used it here recently. As we know, dear Richard, our dear friend's ministry being so blessed. You know, with our closeness to our friend, the mutual love we have. Times we've been together, Lord, and walked and talked together. The wonderful support Richard and his first wife gave to us after we had had the great tragedy of our loss, Lord, of our dear son. Oh, the bond, Lord. And with other servants, the bonds of the gospel. Lord, are they yet those to be sent forth into the ministry? Oh, we know and believe there are those. Yet, and those yet to testify and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. And oh, some yet for the ministry, Lord. You know, with all regarding this, the exercise we carry for one and another, watching, waiting upon thee that thou wilt in thy time send them forth. Do send forth more labourers into the harvest, dear Lord. The harvest is plenteous, the labourers are few. May there be those brought to look upon the fields and see them white, ready for harvest. Lord, do know it's those we carry in this way. We watch and wait for. And Lord, oh, we pray for friends in affliction. You know, with those we think of, our mind going every day to them, up and down across the land, one and another. And there are those in sorrow, lost loved ones, Lord. Comfort them with the comfort of thy love and do raise from affliction those that are in this. And if it is under chastening, Lord, oh, may they understand and know it is in love and not in anger to give them an expected end. Others may be in circumstance afflicted, in cross providences, Lord, as they, as it were, sometimes felt to be. Lord, all in thy holy will, nothing by chance. No, may thy dear people understand this, learn this more and more, that he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. No, not in a way of wrathful anger. No, Lord, but in his dear covenant love. Bless thy people so to know him where they have to know and experience it, Lord. May they come to wait upon thee and see that light before them, who are coming through the trial, through the fire and through the sea. No, may we know it, as one put it, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days, thy strength shall be. Remember a dear friend, a dear deacon, dear Benjamin Lydia Way, seeking rest and change, doing what we used to do with our caravan. Understand they've gone out across to Norfolk. What we've experienced of Norfolk is a slower pace across there toward the sea. Lord, oh, may they have a good rest and change. Bless them, Lord, together. Oh, we've had sweet times reading and praying together in our caravan. And we trust they will too. They do too. Lord, each of the friends in their work life. I often think, Lord, there now is a dear John in his lorry driving as we did lorry driving for eight or more years. You know, when he's on his own in his cab and yet not alone. And how thankful we are and would acknowledge with the dear family thy appearing, Lord. And oh, we look for more. And each of the dear little ones, Lord, of the people here, babes and little ones, be with them. Oh, watch over them, keep them as they grow up. And bless them. We know they can begin thy work very young, in the very young in years. Deacon of Manchester used to speak of it. Yeah, he was very, very young when he was first brought to be concerned. He's in heaven now, Lord, we're sure. Landed safe home. Brought to his desired haven. By and through sovereign grace. We pray for each of the friends thus, and Lord, praying that they would lead them on, bless them, keep them, Lord. We think of how we answer when our friends ask us how we are, helped along, but we should also say kept. Kept by the power of God through faith under salvation, we trust. Oh, Lord, do give us grace to endure, grace to persevere, we cast our all upon thee, Lord. We commit our way unto thee and for all our friends. And thou knowest, Lord, how we come to such a day as this in England. Lord, Lord, we expect that at 11 o'clock we shall leave the European Union. Oh, may it be so and be so with thy divine approval. Oh, Lord, this is what we look for. You know, as we have put up our union flag today, because we feel we should. Lord, oh, we pray we may acknowledge it humbly. Thou hast raised up a man who we wouldn't have expected, but thou hast raised him up for such a time as this. Lord, though he is a character that we've wondered about much, but truly thou hast raised him up for this. We would be humbled in acknowledging it. Would it please thee, Lord, to give him to become concerned about his state and relationship, or that he might marry, if it be thy will. Lord, help him in the many things that will be needed to be considered following our withdrawal. Help each of our government, Lord. Give them integrity and fortitude and honesty and devotion to the work according to what was, according to the election and the referendum. May it all be done right. Oh, Lord, we beg, so may we truly, properly leave, and Lord, seek grace and help to go on, oh, to seek that there might be those with grace raised up in Parliament. You know, there are one or two, a few in there that fear thee, Lord. We pray for all government, Lord, and all those in authority over us, Your Majesty the Queen, all the perplexities of the Royal House, who knows, but help us still, Lord. She has stood well. She has had a good example for the most part. Do bless her. May she know what is included in the national anthem, truly know thy blessing, and truly be given to know and have personal assurance of, Lord, thy grace. Oh, Lord, bless her. Bless her in her old age and help her. Hear us, Lord, ask for all these things. We cannot more multiply words. Do help us as we come to thy word. May we feel the blessed leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit and the applying of thy word to us, Lord. Oh, Lord, who knoweth the tossing and turning we've had today relating to the word, and who knoweth even in getting near, very near to swaybacy. Oh, hear. We did not go, come the right way. And went right up almost to Huntingdon before we could come back. Oh, thou hast tried it, Lord. Thou dost try thy people. Lord, we think particularly of our dear young sister. She may be wondering how she will go on. But oh, the word we hope we come with, Lord, will be good for her, and she shall prove it, as we each do, by thy grace. It's thy way, Lord. Choose thou the way, Lord, but still lead on. Don't leave us to go our way. Oh, lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us. O'er this world's tempestuous sea, guard us, guide us, keep us, feed us, for we have no other help but thee. I beg thee, Lord, hear us then. Forgive our poor breathings. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 733. Astonished and distressed, I turn my eyes within, my heart with loads of guilt oppressed, the seat of every sin. 733.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the psalm we read, the Psalm 107, and the seventh verse we would name for the text. We hope to look a little at the context from the beginning, but the seventh verse, "And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation." And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Of course, for every one of God's people, they will be led forth by the right way. I think of how the Lord spoke of himself as the shepherd, good shepherd. And he spoke of how he putteth forth his own sheep and goeth before them. See, he led them. Disciples are led, followers of Christ. His disciples that he called, those first and the added ones that were added later, they followed Christ, they left all and followed him. Great favour to hear the voice of the Lord, "Follow me." Here the Lord spoke to those fishermen, "Follow me." And they immediately followed because there was such power in his holy voice. They couldn't resist. Oh, he was here on earth, the Son of God, declared to be the Son of God with power, and he truly was, and witnessed it in so many ways, in doing good and going about preaching and healing. All of his holy words have power, the power of God in his word. But friends, here it's in the Old Testament, but we know, of course, the Old Testament is full of prophecy concerning Christ. Of course, it is in every part, really, Jesus Christ, in all the scriptures. But the word that we would begin to look at is, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands." Gathered them out. Now we here in the house of God tonight, because God has gathered us out. Some may say, "Well, we grew up in these things. We were born in Christian homes and grew up, and it was our custom and still is to meet together as we do." I mean, I know you had the service on Tuesday, and one would have been willing to have stood down for that, but David said, "I must come tonight," and I willingly come. And as the word has been with me so much, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." And how the Lord favours souls is what we watch for and look for. And if it could please him tonight to favour some soul here, one of another, all of you, we would hope. Oh, the favour of being in God's house is most blessed. Favour to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This is what we should be exercised for and desire. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Think of that, friends. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." You know where your hope is and what he's done for you. Time you should say so, perhaps. But any further things here may affect you. "Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the south and from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. He found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them." Friends, we perhaps think, "Well, this is how they were in Old Testament times." I can tell you from personal experience, and those of you here can acknowledge it, the changes, the sad changes, the hard things, the pathway, the rough and thorny path that we tread, as God causes it to be so in his holy will. And hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. You know, the word soul actually applies to the whole person in a lot of places in the word. But of course, the word soul is the inner being. Their soul, God's people's soul, does faint in them, when they are in distress. And here is it, they're in distress. Here is it, they're hungry and thirsty. Well, in the spiritual way, they're hungry because all their righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And they hunger and thirst after righteousness because they have none themselves. God shows them that they're absolutely vile and polluted and unclean. God will convict and convince his people of this. And you may feel much of it at times, especially at certain times when you have entered into folly like we all have. I remember Clifford Woodhouse preaching at Ashwell upon those words, sow into the flesh and sow into the spirit. And he started by saying, Have you been sowing into the flesh? And then he said, I have. You know, this is how we are. We are prone to wander. We're prone to evil things, evil thoughts, and evil things in many ways, lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And we get hungry in a spiritual way because we've got no righteousness. We're unclean. And have to cry out unclean, thirsty. Well, we can't. We can't do the good we would. When we would do good, evil is present. And you thirst in this way, desiring to be able to do good. But you cannot. Thirsty. And there's this raging thirst that is felt. The pain of it, the pain of soul trouble that God's people know. And you know, as we would say to our younger dear friends who are led to follow the Lord, don't be surprised. Tribulation, more or less, they must and shall endure. But the great favours of God's love, Christ's love, so much abound over all the abundance of things of trouble and hard things that we have to pass through. Oh, the hardness, the roughness of the way. But oh, the holy pleasures of God's love, the holy favours of the joy and peace in believing in Christ, and what the presence of the Lord gives you. You may be hot and cold in half an hour, changeable we are. But in his presence I am happy. In his presence I am secure. In his presence all afflictions, even afflictions of hunger and thirst, we can endure them waiting for the favour of coming to heal him. The waters were bitter at Marah. They couldn't drink of the waters, they were bitter. And the bitter things in life's pathway are hard to painful. There is a prospect yet. And the wonderful way, of course, was God showed Moses the tree. And when the tree was cast into the water, the waters were made sweet. And so we think of these things, of what may yet be in our pathway, what younger friends may think of it, and what older ones do when they're coming toward the swellings of Jordan. And we all must come toward the swellings of Jordan. We all must die and be as water spilt upon the ground. And there's that vast eternity before us each. There's the judgment day in eternity. There stands a case, my soul, with thee. Heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? It's a very, very vital, important matter, isn't it? Redemption. Are we redeemed? And if we are favoured to know we're redeemed, like in the level of assurance in the hymns we've sung, should we not say so? Should we not testify, tell of what the Lord has done, tell of his wondrous faithfulness and his name abroad? Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way. You see, we will have distresses. We are sinners. And the favour will be as he saves his people out of their distresses. He delivered them out of their distresses. Our Lord is so in his holy purpose and will, in that continual concern for the church, and to deliver his people, to set them free, to guard them and guide them, to fold them and guard them and keep them from harms. The Lord said, I am the door of the sheep. The shepherd being the door, it meant the shepherd laid across the door the gateway into the fold. So that he knew if there was any predator coming, any savage beast coming, he'd got to go over him. You think of your Lord and more what he's done. What he's done and how he is for you. Your Saviour, your Lord, your life, your all. And so he led them forth by the right way. He leads his people forth by the right way. The way into the favours of God's grace. Regeneration. Every one of God's people must be regenerated by God. Made anew. God gives them a new heart. Gives them a new nature. Gives them a new principle, new purpose. Changes the heart, renews the will, turns the feet to Zion's hill. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And I believe, friends, this retrospective view of the Old Testament saints, I suppose we tend to see it like that, but you know, it's such a strong and wonderful word for God's people who are anxious about the future, because all Old Testament saints got safely home to heaven. We read of that great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11, and that they had not received the promise, but they got safely home. They all died in faith, not having received the promise. And that we, following on, should not without us be made perfect. Really says that God will perfect his people, bring them to be complete in Christ. And in the way of this is his leading them on, leading them in the good and right way, led them forth by the right way. Everything that they shall experience in this way is sovereignly ordered. He has sovereignly appointed it, ordained it before the world. And oh, the consideration of this in this way is, I believe, a benefit if the Spirit gives us the favour to consider it in this way. He led them forth by the right way. That's the example of all the Old Testament saints, really. Although, of course, at the time of the psalmist, it was many more hundreds of years before Christ's coming. How profound it is, the scriptures are always perfectly dated. and perfectly in a way to be applied in the cases of God's people. He led them forth by the right way, and as we believe, all Old Testament saints got safely home. This is our confidence, friends, that he is leading us forth by the right way. It's not a legal way. It's not a way of saying, well, we should do this, we should do that, because it's the right way. But the right way is the leading of the Spirit and the exercise of faith, the favour of believing in Christ, of following Christ, of looking and viewing him gone before us. Like we read in Hebrews, another place we read regarding Christ, the forerunner who has for us entered in heaven. And in that context, there's that is acknowledged of the good hope that God's people are granted to have and feel the assurance of it. This hope we have as an anchor to the soul. Both sure and steadfast entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Hey, the Son of God. Led them forth. It doesn't mean we should not acknowledge God the Father. Of course we should. And the Holy Spirit, who in those wonderful ways works in God's people, gives light and knowledge and exercise to God's people. And he led, he, Jehovah, led them forth by the right way. He, the Son of God, led them forth, especially tonight. Let us think of the Son of God. He led them forth by the right way. How he came to this earth. How he walked this earth. How he went about doing good. How he set the example. And don't forget, friends, oh, we cannot forget, I would respectfully say that, but we should not forget how the Lord set the example of what should be for every child of God, every believer in Christ. Each believer should be a follower of Christ, and he said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfil all righteousness. Now, dear friend and sister, I believe we'll be wonderfully feeling, though we know there can be changes, but you know the answer of a good conscience is a wonderful thing, although it's not just for that. It's love to our Lord that we follow him. We follow him, and one of the hymn writers says, through much tribulation they follow their Lord, being made willing to suffer for his sake, being made willing to take up our cross and follow him, being made willing, make me willing, glorious Lamb, to suffer all things for thy name. At last be where my Jesus is, and rise to everlasting bliss. So I wonder, particularly seem to be with me like this, you know, he led them forth, all those that have gone before. And the cloud of witnesses that we have witnessed, how many you could write in a little list, and it would be a long list of dear people of God you've known, dear servants of God we've known and had favour under one and another's ministry. Be a long list. Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that is set before us the right way. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I believe if we're led into parts of the scripture like that by the Spirit, they will very much humble us, very much affect us as we think of Christ, his sacrifice, his life, his death, his glorious resurrection, and what he is attending to now as he is alive forevermore in heaven. He has the keys of hell and of death, and he is our intercessor, our advocate, our mediator, our great high priest, and the day's man that can lay his hands upon us both. Jesus, my all to heaven is gone. He led them forth by the right way. And whatever you're in tonight, whatever your case is, I believe the Spirit can apply this to you in a way of confirming. Because he led them forth, there's no new way, there's no different way. God's right way is his way of his divine favour and teaching, of his dealing with his people, his working in them, like Paul writes to the Philippians, to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, and the favour that God's people have is when they can really feel it and know it and are experiencing it. He's working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, in a way showing you what you are and making you know and feel your need of Christ. And he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He led them forth by the right way, by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Friends, have you got your eye on the prize? Oh, heaven and glory and being with Christ, which is far better. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. You know, in a sense, we are in a city of habitation, Zion, the city of our God. Blessed inhabitants of Zion, washed in the Redeemer's blood, Jesus whom their soul relies on. Oh, but there's this which is in prospect, heaven. Heaven and glory. And my journey's end in view, and realms of endless day. Hope we can say we're living in this favour of the prospect, friends. Are you? Is it given you? Even young ones can be in it. You will have to be here on earth all the days God's appointed for you. But the reality of the favour, the blessing of the Lord, when Christ is made so precious to you, you want to be with him. Oh, it's not the dread of hell alone that is your exercise, and you so need to be saved from sin and death and hell. That's not all of it. It's to be with Christ. Oh, this is your hope, your prospect, your longing desire. The right way is as God leads his people forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation, to be with Christ, to be in heaven, to be there forever. Pleasures evermore at God's right hand. And God is doing this in his people, leading them forth. Yes, of course, each of his people have to journey on through the journey of life, and they are given to have that to attend to and do. Whatsoever thy hands findest to do, do it with all thy might, not with thy service as men pleases, but with singleness of eye as unto Christ, and you will. More and more you will, when you're blessed in your soul, you feel the accountability you're in. The favour, the favours you've known, and in that way, you know, not to be slothful. I think it's a solemn warning in the book of Proverbs. One who would not plough because of the cold, and look at the outcome, what is stated of that, he shall weep in harvest and have nothing. You know, the sluggard would not plough because of reason of the cold. You've got to do all you are given to do in your natural lives in the way of your lawful calling. And if you do have those who have a higher calling, it's a calling to live under the praise of God. Some of you to put the Lord on, and by an open profession, you know you should. May the Lord help you to say so regarding what he's done, and follow him in his ways. It's the right way, friends. But remember, it's not a legal way. It's a way of the constraining of the Lord Jesus Christ. His holy love constrains. The love of Christ constraineth us. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. I mean, nothing should be left undone, the hymn writer says. If we are of the favoured number who the Father calls his own, it is not meet that we should slumber. Nothing should be left undone. We do not need to do anything for our salvation. But we do, we are accountable to do, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And that is to bear fruits of the Spirit to the praise, honour and glory of God, our triune God. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. They might go, that's in the future, at the appointed time when God kills us from Meshach and carries us home, when the time of the aeronautical of death comes, and death is the port of the heavenly gate to let the pilgrim in, those who are prepared by sovereign grace. But friends, we have that to attend to while we're here below. And I think we do not think enough about it. What we have, we should attend to. The Lord said to John, when John said he wasn't worthy to baptize Christ, he said, suffer it to be so now. Oh, he said, he's not worthy to unloose his shoe. He who cometh after me is prepared before me. He was before me, whose shoes latched, I am not worthy to unloose. You know all those things in the record of Scripture, what John felt, all for the purpose of showing us, as the Spirit uses and applies the word, that we are accountable to follow Christ. He's our salvation, our Saviour, our Redeemer. He's done all the work of redemption, brought all in for the church, what it's needed. Said to his Father, I finished the work thou gavest me to do. And oh, he has. He's done all things well, friends, for his people. Do you hope he has for you? Is he so precious to you? Is he your glorious leader who claims our praise for his own pattern given? While the long cloud of witnesses show the same path, heaven, there's no other way. It's the same path. All to it sins in merit. Gladly own salvation free and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. Are you being stripped of all their fancied meekness? Oh, the Lord does it in love. He does it in love. Strips his people of all their fig leaf righteousness, their self-esteem, self-love. Has all got to go. They got to become surrendered to the crucified. Paul has it in wonderful testimony. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. This is the right way, friends. There's no other way. He led them forth. Led them forth by the Spirit. Led them forth by the right way. Through hard things, through tribulation, through the fire and through the sea. And as thy days, thy strength shall be. I remember many years ago hearing Mr. Ramsbottom preach, and he was preaching on tribulation. And he said and quoted that little verse as a lovely theme. Especially it's lovely if you know the reality of it. Lovely to God's people in every fire, in every sea. My Jesus makes a way. He does, friends. We have come through a lot. When I got to Uffington after witnessed a very nasty accident on Lord's Day morning, the third Lord's Day of this year, and, well, we got to chapel and told the friends, and dear Dan Pepler put his arm round me and said, now, are you all right, Alf? Are you in shock? No, I said, Dan, I'm not in shock. I'm sad what I saw, but I've come through a lot. And I quoted Newton's hymn to him. Through many dangers, toils and cares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. Some of you have. And grace will lead me home. The favour of this, favour of confidence of faith. The psalmist had this confidence. The Holy Spirit gave him to write these things. He says, he led them forth by the right way. Hey, and the psalmist knew it by revelation, by understanding given him, by the experience of what he had experienced. And how he'd been led on till now. And here we are. He led them forth. I believe I can say he's led one forth by the right way all our lives. Much tribulation, sorrows and distresses and things that we would never expect. But you see, God's way is the right way. You know, when there is hard things and much disappointment. Some have to have much disappointment many years. But God sanctifies it, blesses them in their souls if they're his people. And he makes up all. He himself he gives us still. He never takes away our all. Himself he gives us still. This is the way, the right way. Christ giving himself to his people, for and to his people. He gives his presence, he gives his love, he blesses his people to partake of him, to feed upon him. He says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. You know, as we have it here, hunger and thirst, and the spiritual hunger and thirst, I think when we come once to you here, the first hymn the Benji gave out was, Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee. I expect he's given it out a number of times, David has perhaps. But you know, it's a favour to be favoured with his thirst. Thirsting for Christ. Thirsting for living waters. You do not know that by nature. You know, if you've got doubts and fears at this time and the clouds are between you and your Lord, yet you can say and you feel it, you feel the pain of it. You thirst. Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee. Well, there's life. You must have life. If you have this thirst, thirst for Christ, must be a witness of life. You can't thirst, won't thirst for Christ if you're not born of the Spirit. You won't thirst for Christ if you haven't got that thirst. Thirsting after righteousness, hungering and thirsting after righteousness is a living character who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. And I believe the Lord will come in his time and bless, like we have repeatedly here, how they cry unto the Lord in their trouble and he saveth them out of their distresses. Oh, how in these ways it's so acknowledged in the context here, and you know we've been in this chapter before, and the words further on, I would say, point you to them. That men would praise, from verse 31, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people. And praise him in the assembly of the elders. This is what you hear met together Tuesday. For one to exalt him in the in that way. In that way he set the example. Let them exalt him in the congregation of the people, coming together to exalt the Lord, to exalt the name of Christ. And we were praying at Stockport many years ago with dear late friend Mr. Christian, and you and we talked together about what we long to see, and having some measure of faith to believe that the Lord would do it. And dear Mr. Christian said to me, we'll exalt his name together, Alf, when when he performs what we long for. You see, the way of God is for this purpose, for God's honour and glory. And the right way is for God's honour and glory. If you have exercise seeking the Lord to lead you and guide you, in essence it will be for his honour and glory, for your good and his glory. This is how I believe God so works to exercise his people, to so follow him. He led them forth. Think of the Lord as the shepherd and the sheep following him. Think of it as the example is of God's people, his flock. Oh, it's so dear to him, so precious to him. I mean, you know, we should consider it and know it, and we should seek to know more of it. You're bought with a price. That's how you're precious, and precious to God for his glory. From everlasting, God Jehovah, before the world he formed his people for his praise, chose them in Christ, chose them under way and means of salvation, saw them ruined in the fall, saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all, saved me from a lost estate. That was in covenant love before the world. And in time, as the Lord so works in his people, all Old Testament saints who were made to be looking forward to Christ, living by faith in that way, looking forward. And those of us in the new dispensation, looking back to see the sacrifice of Christ by faith, believing in Christ. Oh God, give in the favour of true believing. His special grant of faith, a vital grace for sinners to believe. To believe and lay hold of the hope in the gospel. He led them forth in believing, in following, in going forward. His people to go forward, to follow, to see the Lord by faith gone before. To look to him as our Lord in heaven, living upon him, casting our care upon him, day by day. Hope I can say I live like this. I've got much folly, but I do hope I can say I live by faith. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Younger souls can say this when grace is in exercise, faith is in exercise in them, when they're blessed, when they're favoured. Oh, the life that I now live. The new life that a dear soul lives when they are buried with the Lord in baptism and rise in that way of into newness of life and to go on the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God to go on testifying. You know, it's not just once we should testify of Christ just to go before the church. Is to continue testifying of him, tell of his wondrous faithfulness, and send his name abroad. The name of Jesus Christ, our friend in the vestry prayer before the service, he prayed that souls may be blessed, and that they may be blessed to look upon the face, to look upon Jesus Christ, to see him there on the cross, and to hear the blessed Spirit say, oh, this was done for you. Dear man I loved, oh, very much respect I had to him. That was the way he was blessed and set at liberty, by that verse. Hear the blessed Spirit say, oh, this was done for you. You see, Christ by faith, your Lord, suffering in your stead. Suffering the wrath of God that was due to you. Suffering all that punishment instead of you, what you would have to suffer to all eternity. You and me, I hope I can say. Trust I can say. Oh, and then hear the Blessed Spirit say, all this was done for you. The seal of the Spirit, friends. That's what we each need, and that's what we should be seeking for, the seal of the Spirit. God's sealing redemption. You know, this, as the psalm begins, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed. That's, I believe, concerning every child of God. That's how it is in the covenant transactions before the world. But in time, the people of God are brought into the experience of it, the favour of it, the blessing of it. To know salvation in his name, Jesus Christ, his holy redemption. Redemption by the price paid, the holy heart's blood of God shed. How he poured out his holy blood to pay the redemption price for the church of God. Redeemed by Jesus' blood, redeemed. Oh, his beauty called to trace. No angel can be more esteemed than sinners saved by grace. Do you realise it? How God loves you. How he esteems you. With his holy esteem. Forever and ever. And he will never, never leave thee. Nor forsake thee. You'll be able to say, thou mayest boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Yes. Yes, he is leading thee forth. He will lead thee forth. Here is the retrospective view. He led them forth. He will always lead his people forth by the right way. He will never forsake his people. He will never change the way of his leading. His leading is perfect leading. He goeth before his sheep. But you know, what I tend to be led to much think of now is Christ has tasted death for every man. That means every man, everyone important to God, everyone he set his love upon. Christ has tasted death. He's gone into death. He's gone through Jordan, swellings. He laid down his life and was laid in the grave, in the tomb. Christ has tasted death. What we need is what was viewed when the children of Israel went into the promised land through the Jordan. Joshua was that one to lead them in. And there, the ark must be placed in Jordan. Friends, you know, what that ark typifies of is Jesus Christ in death. Oh, he went through death for his people, suffered death, the pains of death. He suffered the hell due to his people. He bore it for a chosen race and thus became their hiding place. And if we are being prepared for heaven, I believe we'll have such a view of the Lord going into death for us. And the way over through the swellings of Jordan for us. It must be, it can only be through him that loved us and gave himself for us that he has suffered death and hell. He has borne the curse, gained the victory for sin and death and hell because he rose again, triumphant over the grave, thus gained the victory and rose again for his people's justification. All their righteousness is stripped away. God giving them that holy royal robe of Christ. And then that wonderful justifying favour of justification by faith, which is through the obedience of Christ and brought to be applied to God's people through his victory over the grave. Oh, victory. His victory. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, this favour, friends, is so given to poor sinners to know. Oh, you ask for forgiveness. You know, I think of the theme, it's so much been with me over the years, proving it, when we ask for forgiveness and he give you more. He gave me more. You know, oh, how important to continue in prayer. May we so feel our need day by day. Continue in prayer and watch unto the same. He led them forth by the right way. That's a way of prayer. Being in prayer. Praying along. Praying your way along. This is how he'll lead you forth. He'll give you the prayer. He's the inditer of all prayer. He indicts prayer in his people. According to their need, they will be in prayer and praying. And, oh, he hears the groans of his people, even when they're only groans. He'll be with his people, be with thee, thy troubles to bless. Sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, do you meditate on heaven? Do you have a favour of anticipating heaven? You say, what must it be to be there? Yes, this will be how you feel. But you see, oh, the favour of the light and the leading, the witness of God by the Spirit, to give you to have a glimpse within the veil, whither the forerunners for us ended. You pray for this. You watch for it, wait for it. The Lord to give you, show you himself at God's right hand. View him there, our advocate with the Father, especially as our high priest. You know, you can tell him everything. You plead it before the Father. You can tell him all your worst condition. Oh, and he'll plead it before the Father that you're guiltless. You have to confess your sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's the right way, God's way. We'll lead his people. They have to live by prayer. And he leads them on in this way. And they know and they plead like I nearly quoted earlier. The words in the psalm when we plead, no, acknowledging God our God and pleading with God our Heavenly Father, look upon the face of thine anointed. And yes, you won't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. A day in God's courts is better than 1,000. Oh, the favour of being in the house of God, the company of the people of God, but not just the company of the people of God, they're all sinners. But to feel his presence in the house of God. The right way is to continue in gathering ourselves together and witnessing. Witnessing, as Paul the Apostle said when he acknowledged by the help of God, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue witnessing. Oh, both the small and great, say none other things than the things regarding Christ, that he should suffer and rise again the third day. And that repentance, forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name. Oh, friends, may we be blessed to go on, continue, and he leading us o'er this world's tempestuous sea. And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. But we must conclude with these words. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Burgess will preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Decker will preach on Friday evening next week. Let us close by singing part of the second part of hymn 308. Hymn 308, part 2, commencing to sing at verse 3 and concluding at verse 7. Cheer up, ye travelling souls, on Jesus' aid rely. He sees us when we see not him, and always hears our cry. Hymn 308, part 2, commencing at verse 3.
Do forgive anything amiss. Do own and bless thy word. Lead us on, Lord, as we've been singing. Lead us in the way everlasting. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.